Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm your host, Terry Ross, and in today's program we'll concentrate on music for the Feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, which takes place on August 15th. As with a few other very important feasts, Assumption is celebrated with two Masses, a vigil Mass for the evening before the day, and a Mass on the day. Today we'll use some of each, but mostly the vigil Mass format. The Assumption of Mary into Heaven, often shortened to simply the Assumption, is, according to the beliefs of the Catholic Church and of the Eastern and Oriental Orthodoxy, the bodily taking up of the Virgin Mary into Heaven at the end of her earthly life. The Assumption of Mary was celebrated in the West under Pope Sergius I in the 8th century, and Pope Leo IV confirmed the feast as official in the 9th century. In Pius XII's dogmatic statement, the phrase, having completed the course of her earthly life, leaves open the question of whether the Virgin Mary died before her Assumption or not. The point of her bodily death has not been infallibly defined by any pope. Many Catholics believe that she did not die at all, but was assumed directly into heaven. Many other Catholics believe that Mary first died before being assumed, and that she was miraculously resurrected after being assumed. Either of these understandings may be legitimately held by Catholics. Assumption Day on August 15th is a nationwide public holiday in 4 dozen countries. You might already know that in these programs we focus on the parts of the Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. Of these, there are 10. 5 of them are on texts particular to the day of the church calendar, and 5 others, called the Ordinary, whose texts are unchanging, are used at many different times of the church year, such as today's Mass by the 16th century composer Orlando di Lasso, whose Masses we're hearing throughout our programs in August. These 10 alternate with one another throughout the Mass until the final distribution of the Eucharist at Communion. The first 5 of these are called the proper because the text of each is specific to the day it is sung. Today we'll hear all 5 of these: the introit, sung while the celebrant enters the sanctuary; the gradual, sung after the first reading; the Alleluia, sung after the second; the offertory, sung while the gifts are being prepared for communion; and the communion, sung while the gifts are distributed to the congregation. Today, only the 4th of these will be sung in a motet arrangement. The others will be sung in traditional Gregorian chant. And we'll also enjoy all 5 parts of the Ordinary: the Kyrie, the Gloria, the Credo, the Sanctus, and the Agnus Dei, in the form of the Missa ad Imitationem Vinum Bonum. And now we can get started with our introit for today, Signum Manium Apparuit, from the Book of Revelations. A great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet. This will be sung for us by the ensemble called Floriana from Arizona.
Signum apparuit in cielo, mulier amicta solere, superibus eius et in capite,
That was today's introit, A Great Sign Appeared in Heaven, sung in Gregorian chant. Now, before we plunge into Orlando de Lasso's Mass Ordinary, I'd like to play the secular motet, also by Lasso, and also called Vinum Bonum, on which he based his Mass. The text is a humorous one. The abbot drinks good, flavorful wine with the prior, but the congregation is always used to drinking worse stuff. One always drinks miserably if he doesn't have anything to pay with. Here's that motet sung by the choir of King's College, Cambridge.
Yeah.
We've heard the motet Vinum Bonum by Orlando di Lasso. Now we shall begin Orlando di Lasso's Mass based on that tune with the Kyrie, the Lord have mercy, of his Missa in Imitationem Vinum Bonum. The performers are the choir of King's College, Cambridge. We've been listening to the Kyrie of the Missa in Imitationem Vinum Bonum by Orlando di Lasso, which Lasso based on his own motet. Next up today is the second part of the Mass Ordinary, the Gloria. Its text is the Greater Doxology. The singers of Lasso's music are again the choir of King's College, Cambridge.
Thank you.
That was the Gloria of Orlando de Lasso's Mass for the Feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Now for the second part of our proper, the gradual. The text is Audi Filia et Videte, Hearken, O Daughter, and See, from Psalm 44. The singers of this Gregorian chant are the monks of the Abbey of Notre Dame de Fontgambeau in France.
Audi Filia
was today's gradual, Hearken, O Daughter, and See. Before we go on to the third part of the proper, the Alleluia, I thought it would be interesting and pleasant to hear a motet called O Vos Omnes Qui Transitis, a Good Friday text spoken by Jesus on the cross. All ye that pass this way, attend and see if there be any sorrow like my sorrow. The composer is the foremost composer of High Renaissance Spain, Tomás Luis de Victoria, and the performers are the choir of Clare College, Cambridge.
Oh.
That was the motet O Vos Omnes by Tomas Luis de Victoria. Now back to our Mass proper with the Assumption Alleluia, Assumpta Est, Mary has been taken up into heaven. This will be sung for us in Gregorian chant by the same fellows who gave us the gradual, the monks of Fongambo. We've been listening to the Alleluia proper for the Feast of the Assumption, Assumpta Est, Mary has been taken up into heaven. And now we've reached the midpoint of our Mass Ordinary, the Credo, or Nicene Creed. We hear Lasso's Mass setting. The singers again are the choir of King's College, Cambridge.
Visibly, visibly, oh my, oh my, oh my.
That was the Credo, or Nicene Creed, in its version from today's Mass Ordinary by Orlando Di Lasso. Next up in order of the Mass comes the Offertory proper, which has the same text as the preceding Alleluia. Mary has been taken up into heaven. Here the setting is by the most famous and imitated of all Renaissance composers, Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina, who wrote through the second half of the 16th century. The singers are the Talus Scholars. That was today's offertory text, Assumpta Maria in Caelum, by Palestrina. And now we've reached the Sanctus of the Mass Ordinary, the Holy, Holy, Holy. And here again are the choir of King's College, Cambridge, with Lasso's setting.
Thank you.
We've heard the Sanctus and Benedictus of Orlando di Lasso's Missa ad Imitationem Vinum Bonum, written more than 500 years ago. And now we've arrived at the final section of the Mass Ordinary, the Agnus Dei, or Lamb of God. Again, it's Lasso's music performed by the choir of King's College, Cambridge. That was the end of today's Mass Ordinary, the Agnus Dei of Orlando di Lasso's Missa ad Imitationem Vinum Bonum, which means we've arrived at the last official music for our Mass, the Communion proper, Beatam me dicent, all generations shall call me blessed, from the Gospel of Luke. We hear this in traditional Gregorian chant, sung again by monks of Fontgambeau in France.
We are free.
That was the communion proper for the Feast of the Assumption of Mary, the last official music for this Mass. This does leave time, though, for some unofficial music, a closing motet called Clamabat Autem Mulier Chanane, A Woman of Canaan Cried to the Lord, by Cristobal de Morales, one of the foremost Spanish High Renaissance composers. The singers are the Ensemble Plus Ultra, a British group.
Thank you.
We've heard Morales' motet, Clamabat autem mulier chanea. And with it, we must bring to a close our program celebrating the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. I hope you've enjoyed the chant, the motets, and the Mass Ordinary by Orlando de Lasso, and I hope you'll return next weekend, either on Saturday at 4 o'clock or on Sunday at 2, for our program celebrating the 20th Sunday in Ordinary Time and the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, with yet another lovely Mass by Orlando de Lasso, as well as motets and Gregorian chant. You can listen again to this program or to any of our programs in this series and see our playlists by visiting our website at materdeiradio.com. That's materdeiradio.com. Once there, click on the programming menu and choose the Glory of the Mass 206. As always, we welcome your comments and suggestions. You may email us at info@materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced by Patrick Ryan for Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon. I'm your host, Terry Ross, wishing you a fabulous Feast of the Assumption.
This has been The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross, a weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit the Glory of the Mass online at materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.